Rabbasa, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Barabasa Bavli, Dapim Pei Dalad through Pei Vav. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph at the Mishnah at the bottom of the page, Halacha Dalad. Arba Midois B'Meichrim, there are four laws pertaining to sellers. Machal Eichitim Yafois V'Nimsu Rois Halekeach Yochal Lachzor Bai. If he sold him good quality wheat and it turned out to be bad quality, the buyer can back out. Rois V'Nimsu Yafois. If he sold him bad quality and it turned out to be good quality, Hamoicha Yochal Lachzor Bai, then the seller can back out. Rois V'Nimsu Rois, Yafois V'Nimsu Yafois, Ein Echad Mehem Yochal Lachzor Bai. If he sold him bad quality and it turned out to be bad quality, or he sold him good quality and it turned out to be good quality, neither can back out. Shachmasim v'nimsu levana, levana v'nimsu shachmasis, eitzim shal zayis v'nimsu shal shikma v'nimsu shal zayis, yayin v'nimsu chaymetz, chaymetz v'nimsu yayin, shneim yochaylim lachzor bahen. If he sold him dark wheat and it turned out to be white, or white and it turned out to be dark, if he sold him olive wood and it turned out to be sycamore wood, or sycamore wood and it turned out to be olive wood, or if he sold him wine and it turned out to be vinegar, or vinegar and it turned out to be wine, both are able to back out. Hamoicha peyois lechaveiroi, moshach v'lei modad, kona, modad v'lei moshach lei kona. If a person sold produce to his friend, if he took them but didn't measure them out, or he acquires them. If he measured them out but didn't take them, he does not acquire them. Im haya pekeach, seiches mekoima, if he's astute, then he'll hire the property underneath them. If a person bought flax, he only acquires it when he takes it from place to place. If it was still attached to the ground, though, as soon as he detaches a small amount, he acquires all of it. If a person sells wine or oil and they increased or decreased in price, if it occurred before it was measured out, the gain or loss goes to the seller. If it was after it measures out, then the gain or loss goes to the buyer. If there was a middleman, if the barrel broke, it's the middleman's loss. He must give him three additional drops after pouring the wine or the oil. If after this he tilted the bottle and some more drops accumulated, they belong to the seller. A shopkeeper does not need to give the additional three drops. Rabbi Yehuda says he also does not need to give him them just before Shabbos. And the Gemara says, Vehichi. The Gemara asks the question. The Mishnah said if the price change occurred before measuring out, then the gain or loss goes to the seller. If it was after it, it goes to the buyer. Whose measuring vessel is it? The answer is if the vessel was the seller's, the seller can back out. If it was the buyer's, the buyer can back out. Quoting Shmuel, Rabbi La quoting Yehuda Rebbe says, the Mishnah could be referring to another person's vessel, and therefore the one who suffered the gain or the loss depends on whether or not it was already measured out.